Hello and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast where we give you the latest in nerdy news and discuss the latest hot topics. Explicit content warning. This podcast may not be suitable for all listeners of all ages. Material on this podcast has been deemed to be vulgar, rude, and sometimes even crude. So you've been warned. What up, what up, what up, my motherfucking nerdy beeps? What's going down, everybody? Hope everybody's had a swell week. Because you know the nerdy boys probably have.
Yeah.
Christian, how you doing? How you doing?
Excellent.
Excellente.
Yeah.
Do you piss excellence?
No. I piss urine, like most people.
I piss excellence.
Wow.
That's, you got to step your game up, homie.
That is a wonder there. You should call someone about that.
Nope, no need.
No?
Because I piss excellence.
But you should get paid for that. You know, like, you should be featured in, like, a magazine or something.
I could.
So, yeah, you should call someone.
Maybe.
Someone with the fucking whatever, I don't know. Anyway.
Anywho, so we'll be going over some news today. Not much to go over, a few articles, but nonetheless, bring you guys some little content. We'll see how it goes. Hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah.
You ready?
Let's do the news.
This is the MBR News, live from the MBR in-home studios. Back to you.
Thank you. First bit of God damn it. Sorry, guys. First bit of news. Phil Lord and Chris Miller comment on being fired from the Han Solo movie. So they were fired, if you didn't know. And the movie is now called Solo, a Star Wars story, because, you know, yeah. So that was back in June. Now they're talking about the experience. The two were speaking about their MTV animated series Clone High at the Vulture Fest this past weekend and told Vulture about what happened. In June, Kathleen Kennedy, president of Lucasfilm, posted a statement on StarWars.com that said, Phil Lord and Chris Miller are talented filmmakers who have assembled an incredible cast and crew, but it's become clear that we had different creative visions on this film, and we've decided to part ways. A new director will be announced soon. Phil Lord and Chris Miller added this, unfortunately, our vision and process weren't aligned with our partners on this project. We normally aren't fans of the phrase creative differences, but for once, this cliche is true. We are really proud of the amazing and world-class talent of our cast and crew. This past weekend, they expanded their statements. Phil Lord said, the experience of shooting the movie was wonderful. We had the most incredible casting crew, and shooting the movie was wonderful. And collaborators. I think in terms of us leaving the project, I think everybody went in with really good intentions in our approach to making the movie was different than theirs. That was a really big gap to bridge. And it proved to be too big. So sometimes people break up and it's really sad and it's really disappointing, but it happens. And we learned a lot from our collaborators and we're better filmmakers for it. After applause, he added, we're really proud of the work we did on the movie and we wish everybody the best. Chris Miller, the other guy who got fired, joked, we're super well-adjusted, obviously. We're doing great. We're super drunk right now. He continued, as Phil said, we had such a great relationship with cast and crew. We were really rooting for them. After we took a much-needed vacation, we got back into it, and now we're writing and producing a sequel to the Lego movie and producing a Miles Morales animated Spider-Man. Clone High writer and collaborator Bill Lawrence added a little dig, though. He said, they're really generous and nice. I hope that movie shits its bed.
All right.
Yeah. I gave them all unique voices.
I noticed that.
Yeah. It's good. That's good.
Some good stuff there.
They liked their cast and crew a lot and collaborators. I feel like they were told to say that because everybody said it a bunch of times. So
yeah, probably.
But
fuck that. I agree with who said that? Bill Lawrence. That's something I would have said. I'm like, fuck you guys. Yes, and go fuck yourself, homie.
Yeah.
Fucking Mr. Beam fucking flipping him off in the car. You get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because that's like what WB does a lot, like with their movies. They just fire people because they have creative differences and shit.
Yeah.
And they're just like, guys, we have a direction for the movie, and it's not the same one as yours.
Well,
so, yeah.
That's within the right to do so, my friend.
It is. So, but hopefully their Miles Morales animated movie is fantastic. That'd be good. That would be great.
Yeah. Probably will be. Probably be some good stuff. So, Lizzie Caplan joins Channing Tatum in Gambit. Variety reports that actress Lizzie Caplan from Masters of Sex is set to join the long-in-development Gambit movie for 20th Century Fox. She is set to play the role of Belladonna Bordeaux, right?
Bordeaux.
What?
Bordeaux.
Bordeaux? You sure? All right, maybe. The daughter of the leader of the New Orleans Assassins Guild and Remy LeBou, first love. Why do you always give me the hard quotes with the hard fucking names, dude? I should fucking just dick slap you right now, fag.
I'm sorry. And it was Boudreaux. Yes. Boudreaux.
See? I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. It was recently reported that Pirates of the Caribbean director Gore Verbinski was in talks for Gambit. The film is set to star Magic Mike's Channing Tatum as the titular mutant from New Orleans. Gambit is set to arrive February 14, 2019. The only other release that Valentine's Day is New Line's Isn't It Romantic? No, probably it's not. Created by Chris Claremont and Jim Lee in 1990, Gambit, a New Orleans native mutant, quickly became a fan favorite due to his kinetic energy manipulation abilities and his knack for stealing. The character's only big screen appearances to date outside his name being featured in an Easter eggs in X-Men 2 was in X-Men Origins Wolverine, played by Taylor Kitsch.
Kitsch, yeah, that guy.
Kitsch. Why? I have a question, right? So whenever like these like news articles are like being reported, every time they say like some hero, they always use the word titler. The titular superhero or the titular mutant.
Uh-huh.
They always use that word. I don't know.
They only use it if the character's name is the same as the title. So, like, Gambit is going to be the star of
Gambit. Oh, okay. I wasn't even sure what that word meant.
Title, name, character, titular.
I don't know what the fuck these words mean. You give me fucking stupid-ass articles and shit. The fucking hardest fucking things to read. And you get fucking bullshit-ass articles.
Hey, I just make scumbag. Them seem easy, okay?
No.
I don't. Okay.
You get easy ass ones, you little prick.
Okay. Lizzie Caplan, if you saw her, you'd recognize her. She kind of looks like Kat Dennings, but like a smaller anorexic version. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, just so people might, you know, that might jog some people's memory. They'll be like, oh, yeah, that's that bitch.
How about you fucking stop being lazy and you Google, you some bitch?
You could do it, too.
I don't need fucking Google. The fuck you talking about?
Oh, okay.
Talking about the people listening.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Yeah, you could use Google, too.
All right.
We all have access to Google.
Next article.
Till net neutrality kicks in, you know?
Oh, yeah. Net neutrality is already a thing. It's a good thing.
I mean, until it gets repealed, that's what
I'm
saying.
Yeah,
yeah. Fuck yourself.
Rogue One star really wants to play Doctor Doom. I mean, Ben Mendelsohn is attached to Marvel Studios' upcoming Captain Marvel movie, but the actor has revealed his ideal Marvel character is to portray would actually be Fantastic Four foe Victor Von Doom, a.k.a. Doctor Doom, one of the most beloved supervillains in Marvel Comics history. Making an appearance on the...
Did you add that, or did they actually say that?
No, they actually said that.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't add that.
Continue.
Making an appearance on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast. What a dumb name. You know what's a good podcast name? Nerdy Boys Reviews. Okay, guys? Fuck you, Happy, Sad, Confused. Mendelsohn discussed the character.
I'm confused by their bullshit name.
Yeah. And now I'm sad because I'm confused.
But I'm happy because I'm back.
Now I'm happy because I understand their name. yes, he said, Dr. Doom is the greatest comic book character of all time. Holy shit. Well, I didn't say that, guys. He said that. He said that's a great role. He added, the thing that's appealing about Victor is the damage and trauma, the loss of the family, the wrong done to him, and then the takeover, the revenge, and then the protectiveness of Latveria wrapped in that Cold War vibe. Well, this guy knows what he's talking about. I like this guy. I don't think he'd be a good Victor Von Doom, but he's a pretty smart guy.
How do you know? How do you know he wouldn't be one?
I don't like it. I don't know if I don't know enough about the actor. But
yeah, maybe you shouldn't jump to conclusions.
He was
Christian.
He had a lisp when he was Krennic, and he wasn't a very good Krennic. Well, I didn't find him at.
Yeah, you could have done better.
I could have. I'm a fantastic actor.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
Terrible.
You don't know that. I'll act something out right now. What do you want me to do?
I want you to keep fucking reading.
Okay, I can do that. There's something about the combination of that. What actually makes him great is his caring bit. Fox is said to be developing a Doctor Doom movie because they suck after its failed reboot of Fantastic Four in 2015 because they suck. No details have been revealed about Noah Hawley's Doctor Doom flick since it was announced at Comic-Con International in San Diego earlier this year during the Legion panel.
The panel.
Yeah.
So this is a guy that played Krennic. Right?
Yes.
Right? I think he could be an excellent Doctor Doom.
Do you?
Yes. He could be awesome.
I mean, he does know a lot about Doctor Doom, which is good. So.
That is good. That's the best thing about him, don't you think?
I do think that, yes. He's a smart man.
See what I did there?
No. Talk with a lisp. Oh. Yes. Fuck, shit. Fucking dishes just fell over.
We're not in control anymore, guys.
We didn't plan this.
Anyways, Jude Law to star opposite Brie Larson in Captain Marvel. Variety reports that Captain Marvel has found its male lead to star opposite Brie Larson, with Jude Law taking on the role. Jude Law will reportedly take on the role of Dr. Walter Lawson, a mentor character to Larson's titular hero. I know what that means now. after she gains her superstar powers. In the pages of Marvel Comics, the original Captain Marvel character, a Kree warrior known as Mar-Vell, took on the identity of Dr. Lawson as the secret identity as he hid on Earth. Variety reports that Law's character will also be Mar-Vell in the upcoming film. Law joins a cast that also includes Ben Mendelsohn as the villain of the film, likely to be the leader of the alien race, the Skrull, and Samuel L. Jackson reprising his role as Nick Fury, the one-eyed bandit. I'll bet with two eyes this time. How did that fit perfectly? Oh my gosh. Because the film was set in the early 90s, I added the one-eyed bandit and then just kept reading. And I was like, how did that fit in so perfectly?
Oh, yeah. You added stuff over here.
God, you're so shit at this, Christian.
Sorry, guys. I just keep knocking things. I didn't knock the
dishes
over.
He fucking knocks the dishes over. He's knocking off, you know,
I didn't knock the dishes over.
Our teleprompter, our $1 million teleprompter he knocked over, a.k.a. the iPad, a.k.a.
This was $700.
Shut the fuck up. They're not supposed to know that.
Well, I mean, anybody can know that. Just go to your local Best Buy, but not this weekend, because shit, that's why. But yeah, Jude Law, he played Watson in the Sherlock Holmes movies with Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, dude.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Sorry, guys.
So hopefully he's a good Marvel. He's also playing young Dumbledore.
I love Jude Law, dude. I think Jude Law is an excellent actor.
Did you know he's playing young Dumbledore?
Fucking dude. Oh, fucking dude. Really?
Yeah.
You're in fucking
the next Fantastic
Beasts
movie.
Don't fucking lie to my face.
He's playing young Dumbledore.
So he lies. He's lying. He looked away and said it that time.
Well, but he really is.
The lies confirmed. The conspiracy. You part of the government, bro?
What?
What's really in Area 51?
What's that? Is that like an area near Route 51?
Go fuck yourself.
Okay. I'm done talking about Jude Law. Because you love him so much.
Jude Law.
Report. That means
what do you mean, because I love him? I love Jude Law.
That's a very passionate love for Jude Law. So hopefully.
Jude Law for fucking president.
He can't be a president of the United States. He's English.
Really?
He wasn't born here, so he can't be our president. That's how that works.
What a shit on my parade.
Report.
I was about to go off, too. I was like, oh, yeah, he can't be. Why? Because he's not a politician. Hashtag Donald Trump. Fucking. Don't fucking at me, bro.
I didn't. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to get to this report, guys. This is a report, meaning it's a rumor. X-Men Dark Phoenix will kill off a major character. X-Men Dark Phoenix director Simon Kinberg plans to show how powerful Jean Grey's Phoenix persona is by having her lose control and impale a major character, effectively killing them, according to a new report from the Hashtag Show.
Hashtag fag.
That's nothing funny about that word. The report doesn't reveal.
I don't give a shit.
Who will be killed by the Phoenix? But given that it has to be a major player in this universe for it to truly be effective, it proposes four candidates.
Hey, I don't like that word.
Candidates?
It's offensive to me.
Or propose, because no one will ever propose to me. Oh wait, I'm a man.
All right, let's just move
never
past
mind.
This
Charles Xavier, Magneto, Mystique, or Beast. Hopefully, she kills Mystique. That would be fucking great.
They literally only bring her back just to kill her. fuck you, Jennifer Lawrence.
Seeds for the Phoenix's returns were sown in last year's X-Men Apocalypse, which wasn't that good, but you know, it's still better than some other films. Where Jean unleashed her power to destroy Apocalypse. Previously, the Phoenix appeared in the 2006 film The Last Stand. Though many fans thought that film didn't do the iconic story justice, who knows why they thought that. Dark Phoenix has recently wrapped production, but it's nearly a full year from release. The X-Men film franchise is no stranger to loss, since X2 beloved characters have met untimely and heroic ends, with the latest happening in this year's Logan. We won't tell you who died in that, because, you know, spoilers. The streak doesn't look to be changing with the upcoming Dark Phoenix X-Men movie.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Logan dies in the movie.
Whoa! you mean he decides to shed the name Logan, becomes James Hallett Extraordinaire Wolverine, and gets the yellow suit?
No. He died in the film.
Like, he
bled out and
he
died.
Bled out the old him and became the new him?
No, he died. There's just an imposter walking our earth.
An imposter?
Duh.
Wait, so
he gets cloned all the time, don't you know?
So he's not coming back?
No.
Oh. Are you sure he's not just on vacation?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Anyway, guys, Logan may or may not be dead. That's a thing.
Confirmed, definitely dead. Dead.
And we really
no
hope
pulse,
Mystique
buried
is
in the ground. He is dead.
Oh, yeah, and his tombstone is an X. It was
see?
A cross.
Christian,
and now it's an
Christian
X.
Tried to deny it. I'm a good person. He's not. He lies.
I don't
listen to his trickery.
I don't
with his death of the author nonsense. Trying to tell us Jar Jar Binks is a nobody. Get out of here.
This is coming from the guy who yesterday said, yeah, I'm not really that into Star Wars like you are. I'm not a crazy fanatic like you.
Besides the point.
Do you want me to read that?
Or what?
You,
the, you gonna, what? What? No, we're talking about your compulsive liarness.
I don't really lie.
Guys, you can't trust this guy. He's lying now.
Wait. Well, oh shit! I'll tell him after the that's the last article, and then we'll talk to him about our adventures.
All right. So, a Harley Quinn animated series has been ordered for the upcoming DC Digital Service. Oh, look, another digital service, guys. Who would have thought? What a wank. A Harley Quinn animated series is in the works for DC Digital Director to Consumer Service. That is a very long name. Like, why? According to Deadline, they reported, the service has ordered 26 half-hour episodes for the Harley Quinn animated series, which is targeting adults. The show comes to us from Warner Brothers Animated or Warner Brothers Animation and Powerless producers Justin Halpern. I think that's how you say it. Patrick Schumacher.
Just make up names for these people, okay?
Dean Leroy Jenkins. The digital service already has the high-profile series Titans, starring Anna Diop, Lindsay Gort. What kind of name is that? I'm not making that up. It's G-O-R-T, Gort. Alan Richin, McKenna Kelly, as well as a revival of the animated series Young Justice. Harley Quinn has always been a fan favorite character. That is fucking incorrect. Created by Paul Dini and Bruce Timm, first appearing in Batman the Animated Series, she was played by Margot Robbie in Suicide Squad, a.k.a. the Super Hot Chick. And she will reportedly be approached as the first choice to voice her character in the Harley Quinn animated series. The Harley Quinn animated series will feature Poison Ivy and a number of familiar DC villains and heroes. The series will be written and executive produced by Halpern, Schumacher, and Leroy Jenkins, and will focus on Harley after she finally ends things with her love slash partner in crime, the Joker. She attempts to become the criminal queenpin of Gotham City. The Harley Quinn animated series will be executive produced by Sam Register. That is actually his name, Register, president of Warner Brothers Animation and Warner Digital Series, DC Superhero Girls, Hero of the Years, Jennifer Coyle will produce when Halpern and Schumacher productions with inner, what? I don't even know.
Right. Okay, yeah. Anyway, Harley Quinn's getting a series.
Yay, and it's targeting an adult. Yay.
Yeah, Deadline report.
Is she going to be naked?
Probably not, unless her and like Poison Ivy have naked pillow
I don't
fights.
Believe you because you're a compulsive liar, so she's going to be naked.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
How do you know I'm not lying now?
I don't know. That's just how good he is, guys. You can't trust anything he says. He works for Russia.
Oh, what? Where's Russia?
It's near like the North Pole.
You never call it Russia again. It is the Soviet Union. What?
Whoa. Whoa.
Huh?
Russia. Guys. What? I have a spy in my house.
What's his name? What's her name?
Christina.
That's a funny name for a spy from Russia. Are you sure it's not like...
Better than Christian Johann Gabriel?
Oh, yes, my French name.
Oh, yeah. Or German. Hey, I heard Germany's pretty good ever since Hitler left. Wink, wink.
Croissant?
Oh, my little croissant.
Yeah.
Leroy Jenkins.
So, do we care about this Harley series? Do you care about it?
No, not at all.
Are we strongly in the camp that Harley has been bastardized recently? And
yeah, just like the Joker.
And
yeah, I mean, I think amongst, you know, some some groups. You know, she's a pretty popular, but a fan favorite, though. I don't know about that, dude. I think until recently, true. Catwoman was probably the fan favorite in the Batman universe.
Maybe. But since she was created and got her own book and all this stuff, like, Harley's been one of the biggest sellers probably for DC.
Oh, no. So. I think it was, like, more recently that she became, like, you know, up there.
Maybe.
Because everybody likes to romanticize her and Joker's relationship.
Yeah, but those aren't really fans that do that. Those are, like, people that
want
to be fans but aren't.
Well, I mean, even, like, some regular fans, like, romanticize it all.
Yeah, well, that's just what people do. People are dumb. Yeah. Not you guys. The people who listen to us aren't that dumb. People who listen to things like Happy, Sad, Confused are dumb.
We don't even know, like, what their podcast is about, but we just don't approve of their name.
We're just going to slag them off, and hopefully they don't come find us.
And, you know,
but
sue us.
Guess what, guys?
For defamation of character.
We didn't defame them. We're not making them lose money or anything.
How do you know?
Because
our words are powerful, Christian. Maybe not yours, because you're like a compulsive, lying Soviet Union Nazi member.
Yeah. Well, anyway, guys, sorry about our short news segment, but it was Thanksgiving, you know, this week. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Turkey Day.
We apologize for not doing a film review Friday, but we'll make it up to you. We're just deciding on the perfect film to do and making sure we're prepared so we can provide you with the best content possible and not just some bullshit about how we like movies that we saw, you know, 4 or 5 times 6 years ago. So, you know, we want to provide you with good content and make sure we're prepared. And with the holiday and stuff, we've been busy. So, and
then Christian has to do his research to make sure he's right.
Well, or to make sure if I'm not right that I can be correct and not just say bullshit that's not true, you know, because that's important.
I'm just fucking with you. Anyways.
So, yeah, and you know, I tried to go Black Friday shopping, and it was very unsuccessful.
There's just a lot of people around.
Too many fucking people. And you can't even get in goddamn parking lots and shit. But, you know, there's GameStop by my house, and I was able to go there, and my good buddy Ryan with a mustache helped me and got me an Xbox. Well, he didn't get it for me, but I bought an Xbox One so I could play Overwatch with that feller sitting next to me.
He's pointing at me.
On my right. My right-hand man.
That's me.
Yeah. So, if you guys play Overwatch and you are also really bad and you want to be my friend and play badly together, we can lose together. Okay? We can do it. Because I think Scott probably won't like playing with me very much. Because I'm really bad. And my I always get put on teams and they're really bad. But it's also quick play, so maybe they just like don't care. I don't know.
I just went on the juggernaut spree of Doom and had to carry us from losing.
I had an 8-player kill streak.
I had like a 30-player kill streak.
Well, aren't you cool?
Yeah.
I've been playing this game for 2 days. How long have you been playing it?
That's pretty good, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I still suck. But, yeah. We are going to wrap up because Scott did this finger thing that says wrap up. So,
I gotta take a shit.
Make sure you follow us on all of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Nerdy Boys Reviews, nerdyboysreviews.com. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
As always, we have one message for you, and that's go fuck yourself. Nerdy Boy Scott has a shit.